This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And on that Fan Hotline right now is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Chris Carter. Chris, thanks for joining the show, man. You'd think that you'd call in, but you're actually on the video monitor here.
It doesn't matter what I think, Doran. I come in here however y'all need me to come in here so I can be on the show. Thanks for having me on the morning show, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night, NBA draft, first round and 14th overall pick, Bob Carrington, gets drafted to Portland, immediately traded to the Washington Wizards. Bob Carrington being from Baltimore, 6'3 and a half point guard, one and done player out of the University of Pittsburgh. And your initial thoughts, where did you think that he was going to land? First of all, first question, where did you think he was going to go? And is this a good fit for him? And how does this really affect the program moving forward?
So lots of things there, Doran. First of all, I think that this is, as far as a team-wise, I think the Wizards were one of the teams that weren't necessarily the best place for him to go right away because they have a lot of rebuilding to do. I talked to NBA draft experts who were talking about he could be a great fit in Cleveland because he could be a long-term pair with Donovan Mitchell. They talked about him heading to the Heat where he could maybe pair with Jimmy Butler and he could learn behind him. There was a lot of potentials where I think there was more established veteran talent that could help him bring along. He's going to go to the Wizards. And listen, Bub, I think, is going to figure it out. This is a very smart kid. As Jeff Capel was saying just before me on this show, he's a very smart kid. He takes on every challenge that's coming his way. But Bub is still filling out his body. Like, he's going to turn 19, I think, like next month. Hmm. So, like, he still has a lot of growing to do as far as, like, the thickness of him, his body strength, and then he's going to have to learn how to play with that body strength. So that's going to be a challenge, Doran. That's not something that you just do overnight and just figure it out. But I think it's something that, because he's so young, NBA teams were like, we'll happily take that problem if that's the biggest thing he got going for him. He shot the best at the NBA combine when you look at off-ball or off-ball shooting or, you know, shooting off of screens and everything that he did there. I think he had one of the best three-quarter court sprint times. He did really well in his vertical. So he was able to show, hey, I'm athletic enough. I can shoot the ball. I know this game very well. You know that the biggest thing is just that I'm really young. And as Jeff Capel said, he was the youngest American drafted last night. That's the big difference with Bob Carrington. I think that he will eventually figure it out. I do think it's going to be interesting to see those tough times come through the early part of his time with the Wizards. But that should not discourage Pitt fans from being excited about this. This is huge for the program, and I think could be huge for Jeff Capel's recruiting efforts because this is a big 2025 class he's got coming up here.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Yeah, like that's kind of where, you know, my mind was at last night. Like, okay, like I'm very happy for Bub and his family, to be able to accomplish what he did last night. I mean, the journey's just starting now, but to be able to go to Pitt, to trust Pitt, and to trust his evaluation, I thought that they did everything right. I thought he did everything right, and it panned out in the perfect way. But how does this affect the Pitt program? Do you think that you'll see more players that want to transfer to Pitt? Do you see more recruits that want to go to Pitt, knowing that you could be a lottery pick now?
Well, listen, I guarantee you, Jeff Capel, Milan Brown, Timotu, all the coaches that talk to players across the country, they were sending eyeball emojis and be like, oh, did you see what happened last night to Derek Dixon, to Malik Thomas, to all the guys, Amari Evans, all these 2025 guys. I mean, in the draft, you heard that name, Overtime Elite, several times. That's the pro sort of high school league that's down in Georgia that Malik Thomas is going to. Two of the main targets Pitt has, Malik Thomas and Amari Evans, also from Pittsburgh, going down to Overtime Elite and played there last year, I actually believe. Those are guys that now can look at Pitt and say, you know, I think I'm a one-and-done player. Why can't I do that? And so now, because if you were before then, you're like, you know what? No one gets drafted out of Pitt, and that hasn't happened for quite some time. Steven Adams is the last first round pick. Now you look at Bob Carrington and you say, hey, he went one and done, and he was a point guard. I can make that work. And now I think that that's the ammo that Jeff Capel just got from seeing Bob Carrington do that. And again, do that at a young pace. Bob Carrington was a four-star prospect. He didn't come in. Malik Thomas is like a top five player in the country type of player. If he came to Pitt, there'd be no questions that this would be like a one and done situation. Whereas like it was always kind of hovering around Bub. Malik Thomas will be like, no. That guy is 1 year. He's gonna blow it up. He's gonna do amazing things. Then he's out of there. But now he can see the path for that. So that's the path that I see helping him get superstars like Malik Thomas, but also other guys that are hovering around Bub's kind of talent. And also, I think it really helps, like Jeff Capel was saying, about how you saw the Pitt team there and how supportive they've been of Bub Carrington, and how, like, you know, you saw Papa Conte in that crowd, and Papa Conte didn't get to set foot on the floor last year with Bub, but he was there supporting his boy. He was there supporting his guys, and that's the camaraderie and the culture. And if you think about it, if you're a high school player, you're like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that I have a good chance to go to the NBA, that I'm going to be competing in the ACC, and you're telling me I get to play with a fun group of guys like that that has all this different talent across it? I might want to pick Pitt there. I think this whole process has only helped Jeff Capel's cause as far as boosting Pitt's recruitment. And by the way, I think he's done a really good job setting up this 2024-2025 team.
Absolutely. The transfers he's got in and, you know, just constructing it. And you know what? I heard him talking, it was a couple months ago or maybe a month ago, and he said that we don't need fuel. But at the end of the day, that, you know, they're athletes or coaches, and they were spurned. You know, they were burned a little bit whenever they didn't make it to in the March Madness tournament. Like, that's in the back of your mind. And whenever you have fuel like that and you're kind of constructing the right way and the right roster to do things, I think you can absolutely be dangerous as the time comes. Blake Hinton, will he get drafted today? Should he get drafted today? And will a team be getting a potential good piece to their roster?
Will and should are the different questions there. Should he? I think he should. The guy was the most prolific big shooter last year in college basketball. That should attract people. I get it, though, because if you look at Blake Hinson's career, and look, I wrote about this for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He talked about how, hey, like just a couple of years ago, I was working for Instacart. He was cleaning countertops. He was working odd jobs to make ends meet because it didn't work out at Ole Miss. It didn't work. He didn't get a chance to even play at Iowa State. And then he didn't know where he was going next. And then he found Pitt. And for 2 years, you got to see, oh, that guy's for real. But if you're an NBA team, you know, this is the problem with the NBA, and it's not a problem, it's just the challenge that it goes. There's just so many limited slots. Like, Doran, like in college for you, things didn't work out right away, but you eventually found your place and you went to the, you got picked in the NFL. In the NBA, if you're not the elite of the elite in college, it is really hard to get drafted. Justin Champagne, who was ridiculous at Pitt, he was phenomenal. He couldn't get picked in the NBA. He missed getting picked. But it's also a different culture where sometimes you want to be undrafted because guess what that means? Now you can pick who you sign with. Mm-hmm. And that might make the world a difference. Like, I was talking to James Barlow of the Locked On NBA Big Board podcast, and he was telling me he's a Mavericks fan. He's like, listen, if the Mavericks signed him somehow, I would personally pick him up at the airport and drive him to the facility because I think that he would be a great pair with what Luka Doncic does. And he can give me 10 to 16 good minutes in the playoffs of a big who can be physical, but also space the floor and hit the three. And I think there's a lot of teams that do see Blake Hinson that way. I don't know if he'll get drafted because the second round can be weird, but I do think that by the end of today, some team will have him on a contract. Like Jeff Capel said, maybe a two-way contract that works for both of them. He plays a little bit of G League action. He impresses. And then by, I'd say, like maybe December of this year or maybe like January or February of next year, I think he'll be on a bench somewhere and he'll be in NBA games and Pitt fans will be rooting for whatever team has him.
Real quick, will Bronny James get drafted today?
I think so. I think that it just makes a lot of sense with the Lakers. Like they're going to find a way to make it happen.
What do they have? 55? They're 55th?
All the shots there on there. I look at LeBron James and I say like he's been wanting this to happen. And here's the other thing, like second round picks is just like, you know, on average, they don't always pan out to be like superstar players. They most of the time don't. So, if you're the Lakers, this is where you get it. The interesting thing here, Doran, is will another team try to do this to mess with the Lakers right. and then force them to trade for him? That would be the interesting strategy if some team wants to be really stickler about it and to get on and to grind LeBron's gears. That would be a lot of fun to see, but I do think the Lakers do what they need to do to get Bronny.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thanks for taking the time, and I'll talk to you soon, man. Good stuff.
Absolutely, Doran. Thanks. Anytime.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. That was really good stuff. Breaking down Bub Carrington, Blake Henson. It's already something that the Pitt basketball team has a lottery pick, but if they can get two guys drafted in this draft, I think that that is fantastic, and it will help out recruiting, will help out transfers, and I mean everything that it goes on with college basketball nowadays. I think Pitt basketball is on the up and up trend of being a place to go, a place to compete, and a place to potentially become a draft pick.